Here it comes. The latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest, and we're going to put a great spotlight on the Southwest about something near and dear to my heart, thrifting. The name of our show tonight is Why Thrifting Matters. Joining me in studio is Judith Simmons, Director of Marketing at Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona. Welcome, Judith.
Thank you for having me.
And on the line, we have Michael Mayer. He is the Vice President of Donated Goods Retail and Marketing at Goodwill Industries International. And Michael, is it Meyer or Mayer? You can call me.
Yeah, it's
online.
Meyer.
It's
you,
Meyer.
You're fine.
Meyer,
yeah, it's Meyer.
So, no,
but good
I
to
just,
be with you.
I think it's great to have you here, and thanks for being with us, both of you. And it really is one of my favorite topics. And I'd like to share just a little bit more about Michael, because he really does get to have that view from 10,000 feet, at least 10,000 feet, because it lends credibility to where we're going about this and the show and what we're going to be talking about. So Michael leads the enterprise's strategic direction of revenue and donations growth in North America, and he also supports international expansion of the Goodwill model for social impact worldwide, such a very important mission. Which leads me to, what is the mission of Goodwill? And it'll be a test to see what each one of you say. What is the big mission of Goodwill? Who wants to feel that one? Michael, why don't you go first?
Yeah, sure. Happy to do that. So the big picture for Goodwill is that Goodwill is a social enterprise. And the purpose of Goodwill is to work within communities, primarily in North America, but also a little bit globally, but primarily in North America, so Canada and United States, and serving communities by providing services to individuals who have barriers to employment. We do that through our awesome program of thrifting. We rely on donors to donate things to Goodwill, and we want to thank all of your listeners that are donating to Goodwill. We really do appreciate that. And we take those items that are donated, put them into a store, which everybody knows us really well by, and you shop those stores, buy those products, and then we turn the revenues that we derive from the products into revenue to provide services within communities. So the broadest picture is that Goodwill is here to create employment and training opportunities for individuals who have barriers to employment. We also serve other populations and needs that they may have. An example would be specifically needs around individuals with disabilities or programmatic services for specific populations like veterans or single moms, and on through things like that. But that's the primary, you know, that's it at 50,000 feet. That's who we are. Now we do that, and this is where Judith will really get excited, because we do that through local autonomous Goodwill organizations, of which Tucson is one of our Goodwills. And so Judith can speak to the mission services that they are providing right there in the local Tucson area.
And based on what I observe and the growth, Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona is a rock star of Goodwills, because they keep opening stores and they're being very successful in their growth and strategic planning for increasing that, which means more thrifting. So Judith, what would you like to say about your mission here in and around the Southwest?
Well, like Michael had said, the mission of Goodwill in general is what Michael was able to describe. But because each region is run autonomously, we can, you know, we're flexible enough to really address the needs of the community in our programs and services. So here in Southern Arizona, we actually operate 5 adult programs and 5 youth programs, because Southern Arizona, especially, we have a very high percentage of youth that are unemployed or who aren't able to get the employment work experience that they need. So we provide that service through them, through our programs, and through the revenue that we get from the thrift stores. I mean, that just translates to a lot of youth getting that work experience.
And, you know, they've done away with so many, any type of work learning experiences in schools and eviscerated vocational education. So it's so important because not every kid was made to go to college. It's such a social justice program on many levels. And Michael, I guess I'd like to ask you, because you do have that 50,000 feet view, is there best practice implemented so that something is really working in Seattle, or you see something really wonderful in New York? Do you have an opportunity to share with the Goodwill directors about best practices and things that work?
Yeah, one of the roles of the International Office is to serve as the platform for the sharing of best practices, the sharing of business principles, programmatic services that are being offered in one community that might have some type of parallel in another. It's really a network of this 164 autonomous Goodwill organizations working together to solve local community programs. Now, I say that, and we certainly serve as that platform for and facilitate the sharing of all of that. But at the end of the day, this really comes down to communities, community leaders coming together through what we call community needs assessments, and really determining what is needed in that community and what role can Goodwill play in providing those services. But yes, we do have the sharing of best practices that happens across the enterprise, and you'll also find that a lot of it is regional. So, you know, what's happening there in the state of Arizona, the Goodwills that are part of the state of Arizona oftentimes are working in unison because they're solving issues and concerns that may be statewide, and so they're tapping into the same types of assessments that the state of Arizona needs, and then that, of course, parlays down into what Phoenix might have as an interest being in service of folks for employment. It might look wildly different than Tucson, but it certainly is the same issue of how do we find employment for youth.
It's a really win-win-win model. I mean, it's the quintessence of think globally, act locally, so that there's not a big imprint that you have to have because of a big corporate structure overlooking everything and then responding to the needs of local populations. It's a really impressive story to be told. So let's get down to this. What does thrifting mean? You hear it a lot. What does it mean?
Well, I can take that. So for me personally, I guess, you know, thrifting is a unique experience. It's something that anyone can do. Thrifting is like a treasure hunt. You can go to a thrift store, a secondhand store, and find the most amazing things. And, you know, I walked into the studio today and I'm like, Gina, I have to show you the most awesome Goodwill find ever. And I walk in and it's a t-shirt that says, I wish it was Friday, but, you know, instead of FRI has my fries.
We've got to get a picture of that and we'll text it to Michael.
Hashtag Goodwill finds.
Right.
But, it's a treasure hunt. You never know what you're going to find, but, you know, not only that, it's affordable. It's, you can save money. It's a lifestyle and a sustainable one, which I think, you know, which is, I know is something really important to you, Gina. You know, you're giving an item a second or third life rather than have it end up in a landfill. And, you know, with
for
Goodwill.
A fraction of the cost.
Yes.
Fraction of the cost.
Yeah. I got my t-shirt for $4.
Yes. And I always want to throw in for everybody that's listening. I mean, one of the biggest things to me is holiday sweaters. I mean, they've not gone out of style for ugly sweater parties, and they're also beautiful ones. And I made the mistake of doing a video with you where I had my daughter look at one of the sweaters I held up in the video and said to me, Mom, you mean you didn't buy that for me? And it was a beautiful sweater. So, I mean, there's all kinds of seasonal things and Halloween and mm-hmm. 4th of July, things that you buy decorations for, not just clothing, mm-hmm. to go in there and not spend a fortune, not create more landfill waste. Mm-hmm. So, Michael, do you have any addition that you want to say about what thrifting means?
Well, that's what's fun about this whole phone call, right, is the idea that we go beyond just the providing of services through this wonderful mechanism of our thrift stores. It also has this underlying service to the community and quite frankly to the globe, which is the reuse, repurpose, recycle angle. And, you know, for more than 100 years, Goodwill has been the entrepreneurial leader in environmental pioneer and social innovator for that reduce, reuse, recycle platform. So for us, what thrifting means falls into that category. But also, you know, look, I'm a thrifter. You know, this is I love Goodwill. I we were just chuckling today in the office about what was the last thing you bought at Goodwill, Michael? And the last thing I bought at Goodwill was a model airplane still in its box, wrapped in its box. I grew up building model airplanes, and it was a completely closed box, never been opened. I picked it up for 50 cents, and I was, you know, it was kind of cool. It was like, wow, look at this. I can build an airplane. So, you know, we talked a little bit earlier, too, about what thrifting can mean for a family. And yes, you can get some great deals and wow, what fun it can be to go in and find that treasure. But I would also submit that it's a way for a family to understand, like if I take my family to Goodwill and we walk down the toy aisle and I'm seeing toys that I played with as a child that my children would never see or have any idea existed.
Right.
What a fun way to introduce your children to what your life was like and what things did you have to play with and get to play with. So there's a lot that goes into that. It's definitely treasure hunting, but it's also great value, Goodwill, fresh product, right? So the whole idea behind thrifting is your ability to get fresh product on the floor, rotate that product, and really enjoy the find of that treasure, because you never know what you're going to find when you walk in the store. Oftentimes, you walk in for one thing and you walk out with 10 others.
Most of the time. Anything
yeah,
that really
right?
does it, you don't ever leave with what you went in for alone.
Yeah.
Only.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and we have some really generous donors. And so, again, you know, when you're able to take the time and go through the racks of clothing and our shelves, I mean, you can really find that gem when you're just going through and down, you know, walking down the aisles.
You name
and
the
then
label,
you can
find it. Go ahead.
You can. And then you can bring that full circle, right? So if you bring your family to Goodwill and you go through this thrifting process, you have the opportunity to explain to your children what this means when I shop at Goodwill. We're going to be helping somebody in our community today by shopping at Goodwill, by helping them find a job or get some job training. So what a great way to introduce, you know, children to community enterprise and how they can actually play an active role by going to their closet, getting that toy that they don't play with anymore, bring it to Goodwill, donate it, walk into Goodwill, find the toy that you really want to play with, buy that, and you help somebody in your community.
And, you know, I think that's an interesting example that you picked because my children are grown. My youngest is 27. And, you know, I have a middle child who's 35 and another daughter who's 40. And guess what we do? When they come to Tucson, because two of them live in a more remote area in New Mexico, Taos, and they don't have a Goodwill there. And Michael, I kid you not, when they come home to visit, one of the things they want to do is go to Goodwill. Trader Joe's also. But Goodwill is definitely on the list because it's a budget item. For people on a you know, even if you're not on a fixed income, if you're on a limited income, my daughter got through college at USC buying things at Goodwill because you can find the cream if you look. Mm-hmm. So there's the whole the economic impact of getting quality merchandise at an affordable price.
Right, and I know...
There is, yeah. Go
yeah,
ahead,
and I am... I mean, I love going to our boutique here in Tucson, and you know there is nothing that looks better than a bargain. But you know, I walked in and I was like, I need a dress for something, and you know, it may have been a dress that I would have only worn once, but I walk in and there is a dress that fit perfectly, by the way, and it still had the tags on it for $225. That's what it would have originally cost me, and I didn't get it for that. I got it for much less, which was awesome. But again, you know, you walk in, you kind of take a look around, and you can find the best deals, knowing that you're also supporting a great cause.
And turning it into the sustainability aspect, which it is on so many levels. I know people have commented to me all over the country about what I wrote in my book about entertaining. And I said to go to Goodwills and other places so that you're not buying plastic plates, past, you know, styrofoam cups, heaven forbid, and all those things, and that you can become a collector of eclectic plates and glasses and wine glasses, and have your table still look beautiful and entertain very sustainably by really making it a habit to go. And you might get four of these and two of these, but matchy-matchy is so not in anyway. So there's a real, to me, a very important impact for cutting down on waste by doing this. And it's the cycle mm-hmm. that you talked about. Why do you think, is there more that you want to say about why it matters? There is the fun aspect. There is the saving money aspect. But why do you think it matters on a national level or on a local level?
Well, I'll speak to the mission side of why it matters to Goodwill and why thrifting matters very specifically for the community and Goodwill. Just give you some numbers. In 2014, more than 318,000 people in the United States and Canada connected with jobs or earned employment using Goodwill's career services programs, right? Those programs, they're all community programs, and they're the direct result of people donating their stuff to Goodwill and then thrifting in the stores. Last year, more than 26 million people received job training or community services from Goodwill. Listen to that number, 26 million people.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Now, some of that's done through virtual services. We are like any other large organization that is having to thrive and survive in an economy that is driven from, you know, the computer on our desk. Well, we do the same thing, but still, 26 million people touched Goodwill, and we touched 26 million people. That only happens because of the generous donors and our ability to turn those donations into currency. And provide services.
You know, and quite frankly, one of the things I like talking about the most on these shows that I've done with Judith and other people from Goodwill, the general population, from my experience, is not aware of all of the unbelievably great social programs that you have. That it really is about employment and training. And when I took the tour down there, I'll never forget it as long as I live, to see a lot of the kids with Down syndrome doing the books, you know, getting them through the for the website, just scanning the books, and they were happy, and they would otherwise be sitting in a group home somewhere or at home with no social interaction. So it's just good on so many levels. It's like the pebble in the pond. What do you say to people that maybe they might be a little bit whiny about, well, I can't always find what I want when I go? What do you say to them?
Yes, definitely come back, because like Michael mentioned before, our product gets refreshed every day. So again, because of our donors, we get some really great stuff every day, and we're able to, you know, get those items out on the floor every day. So we would love you to come back every day. You know, if you're looking for something really, really specific, you know, you may not always find it the first go ahead, but if you're looking for, say, you know, a black sweater, there's you know,
there are lots of black sweaters.
There are lots of black sweaters out there.
That's right. A good pair of jeans.
So you have a lot of options.
Got
yes,
it covered.
Jeans,
yeah.
Jeans, you know, we get jeans a lot. And so, it's, again, it's a treasure hunt. I mean, you know, you may have to schedule some time, to go through and really just kind of enjoy the hunt.
Yes. And, yeah. And you're absolutely right. If you're in a hurry, you need something specific, probably mm-hmm. not a good choice, but it's more of an experience, and you know it's going to take a little more time to sift through it. I would love to know, Michael, you've been in this for a while. I always like to ask these questions when I do this interview. Was there ever a big surprise that was noteworthy and stayed in your memory bank of either a story that you heard or one that you experienced yourself close hand for people donating? Because I know Judith has one that I'm going to ask her to share that was kind of scary, but it's, I love to hear about, we opened a box and, for example, we found, you know, a baseball autographed by Willie Mays or something like
sure.
that. Surprises. Do you have a Michael story?
Well, there are so many because we get to hear those stories
yes.
from all over the country. I'll tell you what's really cool to hear is when something is donated to Goodwill that and this is at the local level. So there's a donation attendant. They happen to open the box and they find something that they question, ooh, I wonder if they really meant to donate that, right?
Right.
And our ability to sometimes reconnect that item to the donor, sometimes reconnect an item to a family member that had absolutely no idea that item found its way into the Goodwill stream, right? So the stories that I like to tell, while there are some amazing stories about stuff that's been donated and how we're able to, you know, turn that into, you know, obviously a lot of job training hours or employment type activities, the really cool stories are the ones where you hear, wow, somebody donated a pair of pants and there was, you know, $1,000 left in the pocket, and the donation attendant went, whoa, wait a minute, that's not supposed to be, and you find that donor and you return what would have otherwise ended up just, you know, maybe never finding its original owner, all the way to we get medals from the armed services. You'll get a medal that comes through the system. We just had that happen. It was a Purple Heart and it found its way back to the original recipient or the family of the recipient of that Purple Heart. So those stories are really cool too, right? There's some awesome finds, and Judith can speak to her, you know, tell her story what that looks like. But there are also some really cool things that happen when something accidentally gets donated to Goodwill and we're able to match that back to the donor.
You know, as someone that has been doing this for 9 years and interviewed some very, very, you know, high profile people, sometimes I'm preparing for an interview and I'm looking at it and it's about a complex climate change issue, and I say to myself, this is way above my pay grade. How can I even talk to this person? And what I work for is, that was a really great question. Well, I want to reflect back to you, Michael. That was a really great answer, showing the human side and the very, very carefully, intentionally committed side of what Goodwill is all about. It was a great answer and something that our listeners will enjoy hearing, that there's an effort to connect to your donors. And it's not just about the fabulous find, but about the fabulous connection. Because when you're talking about a Purple Heart, I don't think that's anything that anyone would ever want to give away in a family. So that's, thank you for that answer.
Thank you.
And it really and truly, I just love to reflect that back to you. So Judith, do you want to share your story? I was thinking maybe it'd be better not to, but you have to now because I set you up.
Well,
you got a surprise.
Oh, well, yeah, we got a little bit of surprise. But the one story I do want to share, because, you know, besides the Purple Hearts and things like that we're able to get back to families, again, to go back to some of the really, you know, I can't believe this was donated to us type of stories. We actually got a Picasso sketch once. It was
wow.
A few years ago. And
and you didn't call me?
Well, and you know, we were able to authenticate it, and we put it up on our Shop Goodwill site, and we were able to find a really good home for it. But things like that, that you find, again, you know, they're the gems that that make our way to Goodwill because of our generous donors.
And it really matters. And I would like to speak a little bit to what you shouldn't think about donating and what do you do with those items. Sometimes we go to, you know, garage sales in our neighborhood and we're horrified, actually, by some of the things people are trying to sell, like a partially burned out used votive candle for $1 when you can buy a bag for $5. What kinds of things would you like to kind of advise our listeners that are best to be donated and others that you might think are more suited for the landfill?
Well, for us here, you know, our clothing sales do make up a majority of our sales, and it really is kind of our lifeblood. So, you know, when you have clothing that are gently used and you no longer need, please consider donating it to Goodwill. There are a few items that we're not able to accept because of safety and hazardous.
Right, right. And I think that's good to share with our listeners too.
Yeah, and things like mattresses, unfortunately. We're not able to take building materials. We're not able to take. And we've actually got a list on our website, www.goodwillsouthernaz.org/items we are not able to accept.
Get that in really fast 3 times.
Yeah, but we really do appreciate every donation we get.
And it's really, I mean, Michael, I don't know if you want to weigh in on that, but to me, it's, again, a really good answer, because clothing, gently used, use your head. And the other thing I like about the Goodwill here, I know that you have other partners, because I know that the Habitat for Humanities have a store, will call you to donate things, and vice versa. Because if there's building materials, there is a place here in Tucson where you can take that, and they don't sell clothing items at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good partnerships as long as you keep it out of the landfill. Do you have any idea?
Yeah, and I can tell you too what's interesting about that. Just a quick comment on those partnerships. We have a great partnership with Dell.
Yes.
And it provides a platform for consumers to bring their computers to a local Goodwill, and that local Goodwill is participating in the Dell Reconnect program. You can feel confident that computer is going to be recycled properly, right? So it's that. Other things, I mean, each community deals with some of this stuff differently, so all Goodwills don't look alike, because there'll be sometimes laws and regulations around how items that end up at Goodwill can be disposed of. One of the things we try to remind donors of is that Goodwill is here for you to donate things that you would not otherwise use, or that you know there'd be a second use for. We do get challenged sometimes when we receive a donation and it actually costs us to get rid of that donation, right? Because we can't sell it. And so there are costs associated then with moving those products. And that's why you have individual Goodwills making lists and saying, listen, you know, do we still get that refrigerator from time to time? Well, you better believe we do. And we then have to, you know, we have to dispose
figure
of it.
Figure out where to go.
You know, mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to do it the right way. But that's why local Goodwills have those lists. At the end of the day, we will take any donation that we can, and we will try to find a way to monetize that donation in an environmentally responsible way. That includes, you know, everything from torn clothes. There actually is a market for torn clothes. We try to find those markets and move those into the rag business, so to say. There are vendors that buy that type of stuff. So for us, it's, look, if we start getting too picky about what we will take as a donation or not, then, you know, people start to make a decision about some of the other things that maybe would have value that they
right.
might have thought.
Right.
So it's a, you know, there's a balancing act there, and that happens at the local level.
And I will tell you, from a, you know, having fashionistas in my family, torn jeans can be sold at a premium because
yes,
you look at them and it's like, what in God's name did you pay $90 for those? And my husband is great at, he says things like, there's holes in them.
It's yeah.
just to get the kids.
Yes.
And Michael, I'm glad you brought up the Dell program. Judith and I did a show with the Dell program. The head of that program for the country, it's an excellent example of a partnership that really works, that keeps things out of the landfill, that funds
yep.
other good programs. I mean, it just keeps on going and going and going. And we have less than 2 minutes left, which I always find hard to believe. And it always affirms good times. You know, time flies when you're having fun. What do you have final takeaways that I didn't cover that you'd like to kind of leave with, or what would you tell someone to do their first step for starting to go thrifting? Have fun.
Well,
spend some time.
You know, come donate with us, and then come into the store and, you know, see what you can find. Again, it really is a unique experience going to Goodwill. Like Michael had said, it is a trip down memory lane sometimes. But in the end, you know, you're actually helping the community with our workforce development programs. And, you know, they can learn more about Goodwills across the country, goodwill.org or goodwillsouthernaz.org. And I'll see one of your listeners at the store, I'm sure.
And they'll tell you, Michael, thanks for taking the time out of your day to be here with us. Judith, thank you. And thank you both for all you do. April 9th, Mary Lou Duray, Art Speaks, Nuclear Energy. And on April 12th, Jeff Yockey from TEP, Changing the Power Supply. Michael, thanks for all you do. Make it a great green week, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.